The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything, I tell you.' If he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he'll get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? You then who are wicked know how to give good things to your children. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Last night I gave a somewhat lengthy homily on the Our Father, so I won't repeat the homily, I'll do something different. So I'd like to talk about how can we improve and upgrade our prayer life. So I'd like to give you 5 basic principles on how we can actually improve our prayer life. First is, Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God." Therefore, the more pure our eyes, our mind, our heart, our affections, our intentions are, the more pleasing will our prayer be. Therefore, making frequent and fervent confessions, which I'm always trying to promote as an oblate priest, is a very efficacious means to dispose us to actually pray better. Maybe you've noticed, when you're accumulating a lot of moral garbage, that's called sin, you probably find it more difficult to pray. But then once you make a good confession, almost as if you feel the grace of prayer is flowing more abundantly. Maybe try to notice that the next time you go to confession. It's almost as if the spiritual veins are unclogged by spiritual draino. You know the draino that unclogs the pipes, no? Draino. Okay? Confession is a really good spiritual draino that gets rid of the dirt within us. So I cannot speak so highly of the importance of confession for many purposes, but also to upgrade our prayer life. Okay, the second is this. Saint Teresa of Avila, who is the doctor of prayer, says with respect to prayer something very simple. It's so simple that you'll hear it and you almost laugh at it. And it's this. We learn how to pray by praying. You learn how to pray by praying. How do you learn any art? By practicing. We say practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. You know, my friends, I used to speak a very, very good Italian. Now I try to speak Italian, it's almost like it sounds like Swahili, no? But you know me, my Spanish is very good. Okay? My Spanish is very good because I'm always practicing it. I used to be able to throw a baseball maybe 85 miles per hour when I was playing at Villanova back years. Now, maybe 73 with the wind behind me. Why? Because I'm an old man now, but I don't practice throwing baseballs anymore. No? Practice makes perfect. Now, if you want me to go to your house and cook for you, okay? You want me to cook at your house? Okay. 2 days a year. Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. Why? There are 2 days of fasting. I never learned how to cook, so don't ask me to cook. I can go out and get your pollo bowl from Pollo Loco, but that's about the best. So the same thing applies to our prayer life. If we don't give time to pray, we're never going to learn how to pray. In the retreat we're making up the street, we're listening to the autobiography of Fulton Sheen. I am captivated. I love Fulton Sheen. If any of you like to read Treasures in Clay, Fulton Sheen, read it. Read it. Did you know that Fulton Sheen, he was a priest for about 55 years. He never missed one holy hour in his priesthood. And he was pretty darn busy. Radio, TV, wrote about 70 books, converting the Hollywood moguls to become Catholics. He was the head of the whole missionary work in the church. Did you know that? He was the head of the whole world as a missionary. Therefore, you listen to his talks. He says, this one happened in China. This one happened in Africa. This one happened in an island in the South Pacific when I was visiting the lepers. I mean, but he would always make his holy hour. He said it was his hour of power. The big problem with the Americans, American Catholics, is we like the happy hour over the holy hour. Gotta be honest. Here I am for the happy hour. Give me a highball. Give me a martini, una margarita if you're Spanish, okay? But we tend to be negligent in our holy hour. Try it. I was given the privilege a couple years ago to give the Lenten retreat to all your future priests, the seminarians of LA. I gave it online, and I gave two talks to your future priests. One, love Mary. Love Mary. That was my talk yesterday, right? Second is, make your holy hour. So all your future priests heard Father Broom saying, you got to love Mary, but also you got to be faithful to your holy hour. Not happy hour, but holy hour, okay? So that's the second, is we got to give time. You learn how to pray by praying. Okay, the third is this. This is a Carmelite parish. Saint Teresa of Avila would not allow a young woman to come into the Carmelites if she couldn't read. Interesting, right? The poor clerics, they could, okay? The Franciscans, yes. Why? I think that's fascinating. Because Teresa of Avila believed a young woman that knows how to read can read good books on prayer and learn how to pray by reading good books. Teresa of Avila, she read good books on prayer and that helped her to learn how to pray. So, if you want to learn how to pray, read. Read good books on prayer. And if you ever sit down and talk with me, my forte is literature. Okay? It's literature. You ask me about books, you can have a long conversation. Okay? You ask me about books on prayer, I'll give you 10 just like that. Okay? But I would suggest possibly the greatest treatise on prayer in the past 50 years is the Catechism of the Catholic Church, J.P. II, Cardinal Ratzinger, and the fourth part, which is on prayer. It is a masterpiece. I could come to your parish and give you a 5-week seminar just on that part of the catechism. It is a spiritual masterpiece. So it's the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You've all heard of that. Hopefully you have it, okay? Okay, the fourth part explains the whole concept of prayer. All right. Next. If you are serious about growing in your prayer life, all of you should have a spiritual director. You hear me? Hello? You should all have a spiritual director. If you don't have a spiritual director, you'll grow and you'll be a good person, then you'll stagnate and then you'll start to descend. I tell you, I've been a priest for many years. You'll grow to be a pretty good person, okay? Then you hit a snag, then you start to decline. That's the way it is almost always. And this is the teaching of who? Teresa of Avila, Saint Ignatius of Loyola, you've heard of him, right? All these superstars insist that we cannot direct ourselves. Saint John of the Cross says, I'll say it in Spanish, aquel que tiene sí mismo por guía tiene tonto por discípulo. He has himself as a spiritual director, has an idiot as a disciple, okay? I said it first in Spanish. So we cannot direct ourselves properly. We have to have someone to guide us. And last but not least, following as a sequel to my talk last night, always invite Mary to pray with you and to pray for you. Amen? Always invite Mary, the Blessed Mother, to pray with you and to pray for you. So my friends, the art of all arts according to St. Alphonsus. The art of all arts, St. Alphonsus, is the art of prayer. So I'd like to end with a little poem of St. Augustine. And he says, "He who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well." Amen.